Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to Steel Talking. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. And I tell you, just months ago, it feels like we were having all kind of problems getting people to take a job, right? They used to say the young people just weren't taking the jobs. And, you know, everywhere you looked, it was, oh my gosh, we're hiring, we're hiring, we're hiring. But unemployment claim numbers show more people are heading back to the workforce and employees are reaping the benefits of a hot labor market. We're talking high wages are drawing people back after the Great Resignation, but many employers are finding that's still not enough to fill their empty jobs. So local business coach Gary Watts with Pinnacle Business Guides is joining us now to explain how companies are getting creative when it comes to hiring. Welcome, Gary. How are you?
Well, thank you, Geralyn. Very good. So it's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
It's great to have you. Okay, so yeah, young people, a lot of people complain that they were the ones that would not take a job. And then there were the older generation that was, you know, moving out and retired and just thought, I'm done with working. Some of them started coming back, I heard. I'm not quite sure of that. But tell us, how in the world did we get here today where really the job market has just filled up?
Right. You know, we've gone through the last 2 years where it was termed the Great Resignation. And I think right now the term that people are using is the Great Renegotiation. And employers are renegotiating with the employees as to what that work looks like and how they're going to do it.
When someone says job openings are near record highs, what does that exactly mean? Give us a number.
Well, I don't know if I have a number for you, but I think what's happening in the marketplace is that the record highs are the employers are looking for that ideal candidate, the one with the degrees, you know, the credentials, that type of thing, and they're not finding that person. And what they're finding, I think, is people that have skills. And so they're starting to change the requirements without lowering their standards, so to speak. And as they change those requirements, they're looking for people that have people skills and other types of skills. And that's what they're dealing with.
You just said a moment ago that they're looking for people with degrees. And I'm just curious about that. You know, I was always taught if you have an undergraduate degree, you're doing great. You'll get the jobs. You'll do well if you pay attention and you know what you're doing. However, there are so many that are getting degrees. And I'm wondering if they are the ones that are really applying for some of these jobs and making more money, or are they still going after those that are in they are in some type of craft, like a plumber, that sort of thing. Are they getting the jobs or those that go to community colleges? Tell us a little bit more about what it takes to get some of these jobs.
Yeah, I think from an employee standpoint, you know, if you're looking for a job, it's a great time to look. Employers are more open, I think, to hiring non-traditional candidates. And I guess the recommendation I would say is search for those companies that match your core values, core values that fit your core values. And then as you apply for those jobs, if you don't have that degree, if you don't have that certification.
Are you there? Are you there? I'm so sorry. I believe we lost Gary for a moment. Gary Watts. We were talking about the unemployment claims numbers that show more people are heading back to workforce, to the workforce. And seriously, they're making good money. They're giving them a living wage, which we've talked about many times here on Still Talking about the importance of a living wage. And Gary Watts has been joining us. He's with Pinnacle Business Guides, and he's going to hopefully we'll get him back on to talk about how these people that are looking for a job have gotten really creative. And the companies have gotten really creative on how to seduce them to come and apply for a job at a lot of these small businesses, middle-sized businesses, corporations, you name it. But you don't hear as much as we used to hear about young people just aren't taking a job. I believe Gary is back with us.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Oh, Gary. Oh, that's all right. Okay, so when we start looking at what it means for those that have the degrees or has a degree or there are companies that are hiring people, period, that want to work and have the skills to do it. And so what companies were the ones that first found their way to interact with the age group that they wanted to hire? Because not all corporations, not all companies, not all small businesses are looking for young people or middle-aged people or senior citizens all at one time. A lot of times they have a specific group that they're looking for, correct?
Correct. That's exactly right. So, again, I think as I've worked with our business clients at Pinnacle, one of the things that we see is if they're clear on their strategic vision, if they're clear on their core values, and they've developed a very good place to work, okay, a good place to work, they're genuinely, you know, devoted to that. What they're finding is people are not leaving, and people are being attracted to those types of companies. And so I think it's really key that you have to develop that positive culture and a great place to work in this environment.
We have five generations that are working today, from the youngest, the ones that are in their early 20s, you know, or 18 to 25, or those that are mid-range, 30s to 45, and those above that. And as you keep looking at these groups and they're applying for these jobs, we have all five in some companies, some nonprofits even, that are working together. That excites me to know because we can learn from each other, right? We can learn
right
from each other. And I think the companies have really started to invest in that. Am I correct?
Right. You know, one of the things is doing training, you know, between the different generations and getting that mentoring set up in some cases, further training, leadership development, those types of things. That's what we're working with our clients. And it seems to be working really well.
So there are people listening tonight that are job seekers, and I'm just wondering, there are a lot of people out there trying to train people over, you know, starting to retrain them to say, no, this is the new way that we're going to do it since the Great Resignation. And so what changes are you seeing? What tactics are they using now for job seekers to try to seduce them and get them into the programs, into the companies that they want?
Yeah, well, I think they're looking at, you know, the hybrid models. You know, bringing people back into the office, but then also having that flexibility and allowing them to work from home. I think the other things that are important to the employee is not only the work environment and how they're working, but, you know, the other parts of their life. And so an employer that is accommodating that, helping them with that, I think is got a leg up on everybody else. I think the other thing that employers are doing with their training is when they onboard somebody, they're looking at those onboarding processes and the training that comes as a result over the next, you know, 3 months, 6 months, year, and even doing like a loyalty bonus or something like that after, say, 15 months or 18 months, trying to connect those people. It's interesting that most employees, when they're new, they decide whether or not they're going to stay at an employer within the first 30 days that they're employed. And so that onboarding process, that onboarding process has to be great. You know, we really have to be good at that if you're an employer today.
I love that you talked about how the values fit you. And of course, Pinnacle Business Guides, you guys believe that if you see a job that you're not quite qualified for, but your core values line up, be honest about your skills and experience while still highlighting the great things. That is so integral to the success of the company, the business, and the employees. And I'm wondering, when you're trying to talk to young people about that specifically, how are they approaching that? How do they accept it, or are they not really accepting that advice?
I think they're accepting it. I think that you know, it's hard for them maybe to believe that they can qualify for it as a result of not having those credentials. And yet what we're finding is that the other skills that they bring to the table, whether it be people skills or, you know, it's specific skills in analytics or IT or whatever it is, that as long as they're willing to grow and embrace that process, and you have an employer that is willing to train and create a pathway for their career, you know, I think that's a good match, and I think that's what they're looking for, and they should find that today. There's more and more employers that are doing that type of work.
What have you learned since the pandemic and so many lost their jobs? Many of their what they were experts at, they are not anymore. Many of them left cities. They went home to stay with mom and dad. And as you see them starting to come back into the industries, are they disappointed? Do they feel like, I don't want to do this anymore? I want something more meaningful.
For sure. That's exactly, I think, what a lot of people are contemplating today is not only do they want to work from home or have some sort of hybrid model that they want available to them, they want meaningful work. They want an employer and in a place where they can go, and there's great communication, there's trust, and there's something for them to believe in and to work towards that's greater than just the job.
Could you tell us here in Minnesota, when it comes to getting the job market really getting hot and people are being hired, where do we stand when it comes to how many people are unemployed here in this great state of Minnesota?
I was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting recently, the state Chamber of Commerce meeting, and I believe the number was like 12 million people that are still either unemployed or underemployed. And as that relates to the rest of the country, I think it's probably better than in a lot of states. But, you know, still that's a lot of people that are either unemployed or underemployed and still looking for something different.
As a local business coach, and this is my last question, Gary, I'm just curious to know how many more the numbers going up for, you know, the numbers of people that you are coaching, or are you seeing it kind of leveling out right now?
No, I'd say that our business is growing. There's, you know, a lot of people don't know they're looking for a coach, but everybody can use a coach. And so, you know, as we have those conversations and we develop, you know, some of the issues and the ideas around that and what they're looking for, we can bring tools and systems. That's what we do at Pinnacle, bring tools and systems to them to help them execute at a higher level.
Well, I tell you, Gary Watts, local business coach with Pinnacle Business Guides, it's been a pleasure to talk with you tonight. And I will keep trying to find out those numbers and see how they're constantly increasing. And I'll start talking to some young people in different organizations and groups, you know, mentors, that sort of thing, and just kind of listen to what they're thinking about the jobs that they're taking, especially young people. So I thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Geraldine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.